If you are headed to Gen Con or you are just close to the Indianapolis area, then you should join us for our live show Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m. over at the Indiana Repertory Theater. You do not need a Gen Con badge to attend, but you can get a ticket for this show at thecritshowpodcast.com/GenCon. As I said, the show starts at 8 o'clock and the theater doors will open at 7:30. It's general admission, and we are super excited about this. We are doing a loving homage to our favorite game show from across the pond. So join us and a few special surprise guests as we present what we're calling Game Master. Again, that is Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m., and you can get your ticket at thecritshowpodcast.com/GenCon. We hope to see you there. Hey, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Did you know it is our anniversary month?
How long have we been married?
No, the show.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I did know
that. The show's anniversary. We are turning 6 years old, and to celebrate that...
We're going to first grade.
Close. We're giving a discount on our Patreon. If you join the year-long subscription to the Patreon, you can get 15% off during the month of May. You can find out everything about our Patreon at patreon.com/thecritshow. But all tiers for the month of May are 15% off when you sign up for the annual membership. Is that as exciting as first grade?
You know, now that I'm kind of remembering back to first grade, that's far better than first grade.
So I have lied to you all again.
Countless times. But which one is it this time?
So I had said that I was going to be on episode 17 of The Hard Move. And then last week I told you I was going to be on episode 19 of The Hard Move. I did receive a message from him Wednesday morning that I was on episode 18 of The Hard Move. So if you would like to hear me talk with them about Powered by the Apocalypse and specifically the way that we use Act Under Pressure, I am on episode 18 of The Hard Move.
Nice.
And it's not going to change this time because it's been published. I've heard part of it, so it exists.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Rev.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Couple days late.
Everybody came to your birthday. That was nice. That was real nice.
Good, good, good.
Though, no, we had a good time, though, at your birthday party. Yeah. Like, we went to, where was it called?
Bad Axe.
Yeah. Bad Axe, downtown Indianapolis. And they have these lanes where we get to throw axes at boards. It was fun as hell.
Yeah. Put us in two lanes and kind of had teams and competitions. It was a lot of fun. I kind of had the sensation when we first got there. I was like, oh, is this going to be like a overly masculine thing where the person teaching us is going to be like, well, you got to square up your shoulders and think hairy thoughts. But the guy who was our instructor was super cool and spent most of the time dancing to pop music in the background.
Yeah, did a lot of Fortnite dances to celebrate.
He did. Yeah. Actually, we found out once we got there and I saw who it was. It was someone that I had worked with years ago on a show. I thought it was one of my former students, but he was like, no, you weren't teaching there yet. It was like the year before you started teaching. And I said, don't correct me. It's my birthday.
If you'd been my student, you'd know that.
Yeah, exactly. it was a lot of fun. We have a couple of videos of people's throws, but for some reason we took all of our videos and our photos in the first hour when we were learning and real bad, and then none when we were all doing really well. So we'll have to go again at some point and take care to document.
We should probably create a Powered by the Apocalypse game based on axe throwing.
Okay.
Yeah. And what, it's just all the trick shots that we saw?
Like, sure.
All right, this class exclusively does the cornhole throw.
This one does the Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, it does the Paul Bunyan prayer. This class does the hitchhiker. Very one-trick ponies, all of them.
Add it to the whiteboard under the other games that we're making.
Yeah.
It's on there.
We're up to 17 now. Yep. Boy, we got a lot of ground to make up.
I feel like some of these are repeats. Like, axe throwing game sounds a lot like...
Hatchet game.
Yeah. Hatchet game seems like it's going to overlap a lot with the axe game. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. There's a lot of overlap, though.
It's true. I'm pretty confident that Monster of the Month is going to be really good when it comes out, though.
Rachel posted last week the video of us all trying the werewolf serum. And by request, we do have the recipe. There is a shot version of it, and there's also a sipping version of it. Rachel has that. She will be, she's created a really cool graphic of it, so she will share that if you feel like making your own werewolf serum at home, which it seems a number of you do, which, good on you.
yeah, good luck.
We did get a request that whenever someone uses it in game, they have to use it in life, which I assume means TJ will be dead in two or three episodes. I'm going to take what we have left over to C2E2, and then I'm probably going to make a batch for Dragon Con and get, what is that, 50-pack of syringe shots.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I was going to say, how much do those, like, plunger
Not
things
much.
Cost?
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So, yeah, that recipe will be up this week, if it's not up already. And that's the danger of recording this a few days early. It could be up already.
We should take a bunch of werewolf serum and go throw axes again.
Oh, God.
That'll be the first time I drink alcohol.
And the first time his axe drinks blood. So you are all standing in TJ's subterranean turtle lair, and you have had these visions. What would you like to do now?
I think we need to do a little research on this one, actually. We've got kind of some specific images. Jake seems to know precisely what the monster is, but we don't really know what that means. So if there's anything we can do to help us along, I'd like to do that.
All right. Who's going to do the research?
I think I should probably do the research, considering I have a pretty good sharp, but also because I'm super smart.
You're the science guy.
I'm the science guy.
Science this thing.
I'm going to science the hell out of this.
All right. Roll investigate a mystery.
You got it. That is, and 7 and 4 is 11.
7 and 4.
Yeah, he did the math weird. He took one die, added his bonus, and then added the other die.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, why is he giving himself a plus 4? All right, so you get a hold 2.
Well, we already said what kind of creature it is, but what can it do?
It can do many things. It can create little portals. It can become invisible. It can possess objects and items. It can travel through reflections.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's a spooky one.
So we should definitely not have mirrors on us at any time. I guess the research would probably lead me to believe I could get their motives going on. So what was it going to do?
They're there just to cause chaos.
Oh, no.
Okay, so they can possess things. Literally any object we come across could be a gremlin. That's pretty cool.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we just break all the reflective surfaces we see as soon as we see them so that they can't travel through them.
Oh boy, I've always, always wanted to go into a store and just start breaking things. So this is real bucket list stuff, guys. I'm excited about this one.
And the great thing is we could always just blame it on the gremlins. I mean, who's going to like know?
It's true. What were the other ones? What else can it do?
It can teleport, like create portals, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I saw that sort of image of you getting sucked into something, so that ain't great.
I don't know how to counter that one exactly. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And then them turning invisible. Yeah, you've got magic eyes now, and you've got heat goggles. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that'll kind of stop them. I won't be able to see them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're at least prepared for what they can do. And on top of that, I think we should do what we mostly do and make it up as we go.
Okay.
Fight chaos with chaos.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to jump ahead. We find the three of you. It is about 11 o'clock at night, standing outside of this toy store.
Has it been like caution taped off? Is this a crime scene already?
Yes.
Okay. Is it sealed up tight, or is there a window broken? Is the door busted open? Anything?
No.
Well, that's about to change. How is it shut? Is it like I want to walk up to the door and see if it's just got a turnkey lock, or if there's like a chain with a padlock around the handle, or
it's like a sliding, like you'd step on it and it would slide open, but it doesn't.
Okay, I'm gonna wedge my fingers in the gap and try and pry that door open.
All right. I don't think it takes anything for you to do that, and you hear an alarm.
Fair. I'm just going to look at them and go, oops.
I don't think that gets you anything.
Yeah, no.
TJ, can you shut this down somehow?
I can try. I'd have to look for the central like alarm box thing, which is exactly how I describe it because I don't know what it's called in real life.
Where would it be?
Probably back in like management offices or something.
All right. We have to traverse the gremlin infested toy store to get to the room where the alarm is to shut it off.
All right. Quarterback sneak. Let's get him in.
Yeah. So I guess we're just going to go in full tilt.
All right. So explain to me how everybody's setup is. What are you carrying? What do you got?
I've got the spear out and I am behind TJ.
Okay. And you're wearing the harness?
Yes.
And you don't have a flashlight?
Correct.
Okay.
I have my backpack, I've got my electro blaster, I've got my goggles set to night vision.
I've got my hammer, and I guess I'm kind of not leading, kind of flanking TJ.
No flashlight?
Is there a reason we're not doing flashlights? Just to not draw more attention?
I'm just holding a spear.
Yeah, he's got a two-handed weapon, so.
How hard is it to see in here?
I mean, it's dark.
Is it just pitch-ass black?
Yeah.
Then flashlight.
All right, so Jake, you are going to try to lead the group through the toy store to try to find the office. So roll Act Under Pressure.
11.
Nice.
All right, so you guys are inside, and it doesn't take long. Jake is able to point his flashlight up and see the sign for the office, and luckily it is one of those toy stores that has the front office between the two front doors, so it is right there.
Oh, good.
What kind of door is this one?
Regular door.
Okay, I'm just going to try and force it open.
Roll No Limits.
9.
All right, so what is your side effect?
-1 forward.
Okay. So you break the door open, and inside is a desk, and in the corner there is a box with a red flashing light.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and try and disable it using engineering.
All right, roll it.
While he's doing that, I'm standing in the doorway facing out into the dark building, and I'm going to try to activate my sight.
Okay.
9. You need more time to study it. Choose to fix or break it now with unknown side effects or take more time.
Which would you like to do?
I will go ahead because it's kind of urgent to go ahead and knock it out right now.
Roll luck.
Drat. Oh boy. 6?
The fire alarm starts to go off. When you knock out this, there's a spark and some smoke, and you realize that you have set an electrical feedback back through the wires, and it has set off the fire alarm, and water starts to come down inside the building.
Oh, geez. Oh, God, I hope this isn't anything like the movie, or we're effed in the A on Saturday.
So, Tass, you are looking out, and all of a sudden you see water start to pour down, and the alarm seems to get louder, but change in tempo and tone.
Uh-huh.
And there are a couple of white lights that start to pulse around the building.
Yep. Good. Good. Okay.
I feel like this is a wash. Maybe we get out of here and observe emergency services as they do their thing and protect them if we have to, or just come in after they're done.
Man, I don't like that, because that just opens up these things to attack regular people coming in here.
All right. I mean, they're going to attack us when they get here, probably.
I don't think some firemen are just going to full tilt attack us.
We hope.
Yeah, I will cross
that.
You
are that. A stranger. Strapped with 6 guns.
Well, they don't know that from out there.
I think the police will be shortly behind. I mean, the police are already probably on their way.
Which means let's hurry.
Cool.
I'd rather put myself on the line than put these innocent people in the path of some monsters. So let's look for these monsters, bruh.
Is the security office, is it getting like wrecked by this water?
It is getting rained on currently.
Do I have time to roll it back and see if I see any gremlins on film?
There is not like security camera footage.
Oh.
Yeah, there aren't cameras.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's actually good for us then. Let's just go out there then. Let's just go make ourselves a target, kill some gremlins.
All right, so describe to me exactly what you guys are doing.
I am going to walk out there. I think we should each take an aisle.
I don't like that.
Nope. Sure don't.
No, I think we should like stay grouped up, but basically snake some aisles, and anything reflective we see, smash it. And I mean, just wait until we see one.
Okay.
Hey, let's torch this whole place.
Well, there's too much water now.
Oh, that's right. It's like trying to light green wood.
Yeah.
There are 14 aisles. They split in the middle. So essentially there are 28 short aisles, 14 rows of 2.
Do we want to go down that middle aisle and sort of flashlight down both sides?
Sure. Okay. Just kind of back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're just walking down and shining flashlights down the aisle to see if you see anything.
Yep, for the moment.
Yeah, I assume you guys are flashlighting and I'm just kind of still watching behind or in front of us.
I think I would have to give my flashlight to TJ or else I'm not going to be able to like focus on trying to see with my sight and hold the spear.
But you're a spotter.
Yes.
So you two are spotters and I'm just kind of like playing defense still.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So you're not looking for anything.
I am looking for law enforcement. So I'm keeping an eye out for flashing lights and listening for sirens and things.
Okay, so you roll sharp and you two roll investigate a mystery.
Okay.
And don't forget you have a minus one forward, Jake.
Doesn't matter, but that does turn it into a three.
I have an 11 in investigate a mystery.
Okay.
I'm so glad that somebody didn't outright fail. Technically hard five, but I do have a minus one sharp now.
All right. So TJ, you get a hold two.
What is being concealed here?
You guys get to the end of the rows and off to your left, TJ, you see a doll walking down the aisle and then hopping onto a shelf.
Could I tell what kind of doll it was?
You think it was a Raggedy Ann doll.
Guys, I think I see something and I'm pointing down the aisle.
All right, let's go.
Look for Raggedy Ann, maybe.
And I'll start moving that direction.
Okay. So you guys start to head down this aisle, and sure enough, you get about halfway down, and there is a Raggedy Ann doll on the shelf.
That's it, right there.
I'll just, God, grab it and rip it in half.
Stuffing pours out onto the ground.
All right. Well, I expected something different. I don't think we got one here.
Right. Maybe they can just possess them and then leave them whenever they want, honestly. It's not like they turn into it, I think.
Okay, kind of flashlight up and down this row, and I'm going to go where you light and try to see if there's anything hiding.
Gotcha. I'm going to do that.
And I'll try my sight again.
Okay, roll investigate a mystery.
That's a 9. Oh, that would have been a 10. Dang it.
You get a hold one.
I mean, I don't think I have much other than what's being concealed here.
So you turn around the corner and you start to go down this other aisle and you turn your sight on and it is like you are looking at a coliseum. You see invisible figures everywhere. There must be 70 or 80 of them and they are perched on shelves. They are hanging from the ceiling. They are laying on the floor and they are just watching you.
Oh no.
What's up?
They're everywhere. They're literally everywhere.
As you say that, some of them start to get up and look at each other and start to kind of and they start climbing towards toys.
I want to light a Molotov cocktail and turn the corner to whatever aisle he's in and just ask him to point at a spot and I want to lob a Molotov cocktail at it.
Okay. Roll act under pressure.
Point of order. When did you get a Molotov cocktail?
We've had them forever.
I got two when we were going through the Verkalakis thing and I didn't use them.
Yeah.
Wow.
9.
All right, so you can throw this down the aisle, and it's either not going to spread very far because it is constant water falling from the sky, or it's going to hit a shelf instead of the floor that Tass has pointed at, or the light from it is going to blind TJ since he has his night vision goggles on.
I know which one I want to do.
Do it.
I'm going to let it. It's going to blind TJ.
So TJ, you have a minus one ongoing until you can find a way to clear your eyes. The fire hits the ground and Tash, you see all of these invisible creatures scatter and some of them seem to notice the heat, but they don't seem to be affected by it.
Oh, like they're sort of like in the fire, but it's not particularly doing much.
Correct.
Oh, dang it. I'm going to...
Who's in there?
Shit my pants.
You hear from the front of the building.
Damn it. I just want to get us out of here, but this guy's going to walk in here and get murdered. I'm going to shush them, and I'm going to put my hammer in the pocket dimension, put my hands up, and I'm going to walk out to where I can see whoever's talking.
Yeah, and as you start to walk forward, you notice that there are red and blue and white lights flashing all over the parking lot.
Fair.
And there is a man standing there with an axe, and there are a couple other figures behind him with hoses, and then you can see a couple of officers off to the side.
Hi, sorry, my name's Jake. I was sent to figure out what's going on with people dying here, and boy, I just made a real mess of it when I got in here. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you guys, waste your time, but I accidentally set off the thing.
One of the cops' shoulders passed. What's your name?
Jake.
Jake what?
Pearly.
Who do you work for?
You might have seen me on television. I'm kind of a free agent, but I fight bad things.
Roll luck.
9.
The officer, she lowers her gun a little bit. Oh, yeah? Where's your hammer?
I just snatch it out of nothingness.
All right. Everybody stand down. Back up. She makes her way inside just a little bit.
I'll offer a hand to shake.
And she shakes it.
Again, I'm real sorry, you guys. I just, you know, I've heard that some nasty things were going on around here. Thought that I might be able to take care of it. Do you guys have any leads? Do you guys have any thoughts on what's been going on in here?
Other than the reports that we've gotten that toys are killing people, no.
Well, I mean, I think that's accurate. That's weird, I know, but this is a pretty dangerous spot to be in. I'd hate for any of you guys to come to harm. If it's okay, you can kind of hang back and observe and let me work. And, you know, if you want to step in, you can. I don't want any of you guys to get hurt, but I'd like to take a look around and see what I can do here.
Yeah, all right. You're lucky I was at that ice cream store that day. There's nobody else on the force that would buy your shit, but I saw it. I'll give you an hour before I'm going to have to fend off other people showing up.
Appreciate it.
And she steps outside.
That was beautiful.
What the f-
Yeah, I'll go back to them and tell them, all right, I bought us an hour.
In this time, I think I have shouldered the spear and I have gotten out the submachine gun. And I've loaded up my cold iron bullets. Let's see if this does any damage. And I'm going to aim for the closest cluster of them and take some shots, I guess.
Roll act under pressure.
Oh, good. My God, I have a plus two that got me to six.
You fire off a couple of bullets and they scatter. Again, it doesn't seem like anything is happening to them, but the noise is startling them. And five of them rush at you and you feel them grab your legs and your arm. And one of them jumps around your neck and there is a flash of light and then Tass is gone.
I'm going to turn on my EMF vision so that I can basically hopefully see these creatures since they seem magical.
Yeah, you do. All of a sudden, when you switch it over, you see that there are about 75 now. And they are just all over the place. They are hanging from the ceiling. They are by your feet. They're kind of toying with the fire, but not being affected by it.
Is there like a lot of water on the ground?
Yeah.
I basically want to use all the water that's on the floor to electrocute the nearest batch of these things near me.
Oh, okay. So you want to try to get out of the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try to climb up on one of the shelves.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. So roll act under pressure.
That's a 12.
All right. So you get up on top of the shelf and you blast your electro blaster down into the water and you see it again wash through all of these gremlins and it doesn't seem to have any effect.
Good Lord. Do they not have any weaknesses?
They might have to be possessing something before we can do anything to them. If they're like incorporeal, point me at one. I'm just going to try to hit it with the hammer and see what happens.
Great. I just go ahead and point down at a batch of them on the floor.
TJ, roll help out and Jake, roll sharp.
I got an 11 on help out.
All right.
What's that give me?
That gets you a plus one on your roll.
Plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So that brings me up to a 5.
Shit. I point with perfect accuracy.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Jake goes up to swing his hammer, and TJ, you see that as he is going to do this, a bunch of the gremlins get around him, and they drag their fingers on the ground, and Jake slams his hammer down onto the ground, and as he does, a portal opens up, and his hammer goes in, and he follows it, and is gone.
Is there any way for me to try and grab one of these little screwballs?
Yeah, I mean, roll tough to just try to grab one.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a 3.
Your hands pass right through.
Crud.
I like how, like, weirdly more G-rated you've gotten since we're not going to censor the F word anymore. And, like, now you want to say it real bad, but you know you want to say it real bad, so you replace it with...
Gee golly, mister!
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I'm just going to scream to these things, just take me, you little screwball!
You see a couple of them climb into some toys and leap off the shelf in your direction.
I'm going to electroblast them.
All right, roll, kick some ass.
How's a 13 suit ya?
That hits. So you fry one of these things as it goes through the air. What is your extra effect?
I want to take little harm in the doing.
So you blast one of these out of the air with your electricity and the stuffed animal that it was in fries, and you take 2 points of damage, not armor defeating, as the other three hit you, one at the thigh, one at the small of the back, and one of them lands on your head and starts climbing around inside of a giant stuffed spider.
I want to grab the giant stuffed spider and throw it off of me.
All right, roll act under pressure.
Damn!
How about another 15? And since I have advanced act under pressure, and I can do something super perfectly or add an extra whatever, can I add an extra thing?
Sure.
And as I throw this thing, it knocks a bunch of the other ones back away from me?
Yeah, so you grab the spider on your head and you throw it almost like a boomerang, so its legs splail out as it flies down, and it knocks the other two toys that have attacked you. And you see that the gremlins get knocked out of all three of these toys.
Gotcha. And I'm going to run for it.
Okay. Where are you running?
I'm running out the front door.
All right. Roll act under pressure.
Not as good, but still all right. How about a 9?
So you can get out the front door, but you're going to drag some toys with you that are possessed, or you are going to run past a couple of the people who are outside and you know that they're going to be in harm's way, or you're going to take a couple of hits as you go.
I'm going to drag some of these toys with me, I think.
All right, so you come like Ace Ventura out of this burning building that is filled with water, and there are three toys just right behind you. There is a fire truck that is shooting real fire. There is a toy soldier who is pointing his bayonet at the people that he passes by. And there is a Snoopy snow cone machine that is throwing ice balls at people.
I'm going to yell to the fire guys, blast them. They're not ready. They're like, whoa, what?
Yeah, right. They put everything away.
Please make him roll manipulate someone.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Roll manipulate someone.
I don't remember what your charm's like, but I don't think it's good anymore.
No, definitely not. Oh, God. It's a 5.
All right. You say blast them, and they're all like, what are you talking about? They're all back by their truck. TJ, roll cool.
That's a 9.
Now that you are outside away from everything, this pain feels pretty bad. You feel like you need a werewolf serum. You'll get a -1 if you don't take one, but you don't have to take one.
I feel like in the heat of the moment of running away from these toys and, I don't want to take one and I'll take the -1.
You see that the toys start attacking the police officers and the firefighters.
I want to try and help them by blasting them.
Okay, roll kick some ass.
11.
All right, what's your extra effect?
I want to take less harm.
So you blast the snow cone machine, and it fires a ice ball at you, but you're able to dodge aside, and it misses you. You see that one of the cops has gone down, and the toy soldier has got its bayonet in their calf muscle, and that there are three firefighters running from the fire truck that is spitting fire at them.
Oh, talk about dog bites man, right? Or man bites dog? I don't know the saying. Anyway,
That's very Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. When in Rome. I'm going to go after the bayonet soldier.
All right, roll kick some ass.
Dang. That's a 14.
What's your extra effect?
I want to go ahead and give myself plus one forward.
So you blast the tiny soldier off of the cop's leg and it melts and you see that the goblin gets knocked out of it.
Okay.
And as you turn, you notice that the toy fire truck has the three firefighters cornered by the real fire truck.
Gotcha. I'm going to go ahead and blast the fire truck then.
All right. Roll kick some ass.
11.
What is your extra effect?
Take less harm.
So you blast the fire truck and it as well melts. As the flame gets closer to them, it dies away and everybody outside is safe.
Nice. And then I assume the gremlin that's in that one also pops out of it as well?
Correct. So you're standing outside and everybody is safe, but you can see that the three gremlins are milling around in the parking lot.
Like, are they just chilling out?
Yeah, they're just kind of looking around.
Taking a smoke break?
Yeah, they're just investigating things and they're kind of snickering at each other and kicking rocks and poking at bugs and stuff.
Okay. Is there like a shiny object nearby that I could find?
Yeah, I mean, there's the mirrors on the cop cars and on the fire truck.
Gotcha. Is there a rock I could borrow?
from who? Mother Gaia?
Yeah.
one of the cops just goes, here, take mine, pulls out a perfect rock.
The female detective walks up. Who are you? Where'd Jake go?
Oh, you know Jake? Well, long story short, he got sucked into a dimensional portal. So I'm his friend Tej, and I offer a hand.
She shakes it real confused.
Yeah. You know...
Are you his sidekick?
Kind of, yeah. We'll just say yeah.
Okay.
I want to show you something real quick, and I want to take my goggles off, and I want to give them to her, and I need you to look at those three things over there.
Yeah, she puts them on, and she looks. She's like, oh, okay, so this is the things that are possessing the toys?
Yes. I need something shiny, and the only thing I can think of is a mirror or anything that might be shiny.
For me?
Yeah. I don't have a mirror.
She goes over to her car and she pulls out a compact and hands it to you.
Great. Thank you so much. You don't mind if I break this, do you?
For what purpose?
I'm going to try and attract these things with shiny objects. I think they're curious and I think they like shiny things.
Okay.
So I step on her compact and break it.
Okay. It breaks.
Gotcha. And then I'm going to take the shards and I'm going to make a trail of them.
To where?
To the inside of the store.
So you're trying to lead them back inside?
Yes.
Yeah. So you lay them down on the ground and the three gremlins start to follow them. And everyone else outside sees the pieces of glass start to levitate as the gremlins kind of pick them up.
And they're just heading back into the store?
Yeah. I mean, they're just following you.
Okay. I'm just going to bring them back inside with the rest. And I don't know what I am going to do from here because I don't know where my friends are. I'm lost. I want to essentially build a ghost trap, but for gremlins using reflective surfaces and any contraption within this here toy store.
All right. Roll weird science.
That is the most amazing number ever, which is 11.
All right. So what is your requirement?
So I think I will have it require a large amount of power.
So where are you going to get this power from?
Well, the power that I'm going to use, I think, will be off of the fire truck. Hear me out. Fire trucks put out a lot of water whenever they're full on spraying a fire. So I'm going to just hook up the fire hose to the machine. I'm going to basically runs off of a fire truck hose.
So you're using the PSI of the water.
Correct.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. So yeah, you create this device. Describe it to me.
It looks like a box, but it has like a mirror ball on it. And as it powers up, it shoots out beams from the mirrors and it traps non-corporeal things in it.
And so it like draws them in?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So where are you putting it at?
I'm going to walk into the middle of the store and I'm going to put it right there in the middle.
All right. And then you're going to walk out and activate it? Do you have to activate it from there?
I can just tell them to turn it on from the truck.
All right. So I think roll act under pressure to get in and get out and get this thing running where you want it.
You got it. Oh, God, please help me. 12.
You get your extra effect then.
Yeah. What is your extra effect?
As I'm taking this thing in and I'm seeing all these little gremlin glowy thingies all about me. Some of them are curious about this thing, and also, why the hell is this guy doing this? So I feel like they would try and come at me to get at this thing. And so as I'm running in to put this down, I notice that there's a ripstick, the the caster board of my youth from college, just lying on one of the shelves. And I grab it and I surf my way in. And because of all the water on the floor, it looks like I'm actually surfing. And so then I do a sweet 180 on this as I drop it on the floor. And these things are coming at me and I'm spraying water in their face and giving them the old fingeroo. And then and then I'm heading out the door. Like right. A champ.
So TJ comes skidding out of the toy store and the fireman turns on the hose and the whole building fills with light. And through your goggles, you can see all of the gremlins being sucked into this machine. They come ripping off of the shelves, off of the ceiling, out of toys. And as it powers down, it closes and you don't see any more inside of the building. There's a moment and then there is an explosion of light and Tass and Jake fall out of the ceiling onto the wet ground next to the trap.
Where were you two?
No time has passed for you guys.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Guys, I've been here for like years trying to get you back.
What?
Yes.
What the hell?
You guys were gone for years.
How long?
I'm going to demand to manipulate someone role to see if I buy this.
What year is it? How long have I been sleeping?
Nah, you guys were like, I assume, gone for like a second, right?
I mean, yeah, this thing's jumped on me and then I hit the ground. What is happening?
Well, yeah, they sucked you through a portal and I assume whatever they took you into, wherever you exit from, it seems like to you it's only been a few seconds, but to me it's been like a couple minutes.
So the scene fades out on the three of you having this conversation as the water cuts out in the toy store. We see you come outside and talk to the detective. She thanks you, and the three of you load this very large trap into the back of Jake's car to take back for storage. And we are back at TJ's subterranean lair as you guys are wheeling in this giant trap.
Rev, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Don't open this.
What is this now?
We're just creating a menagerie of discomfort around Rev.
It's just 70, 80 gremlins.
Like, don't get them wet and don't feed them?
No.
Close enough for horse shows and hand grenades.
Did you say horse shows?
Horse shows.
He did say horse shows.
Show horses are coming. We gotta do a show.
But if we figure out where their home is at any point, let me know. I have a job to do still.
Me?
Just if you happen to stumble upon it in your readings.
Oh, okay.
Don't devote energy to it.
Okay.
Right. You want some Subway or something, bud? You've been down here a while. Have you seen the sun lately?
I haven't.
He hasn't even cooked the steak yet.
Well, I didn't want to take food away from Allie.
That's the alligator, isn't
it? Yeah, it
good,
is.
Good.
Oh, I thought you meant like Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. She's down here too. This is where she's been hiding all these years.
I was going to say, nobody can confirm or deny what Kirstie Alley is up to nowadays. She could be living in the sewer for all we know.
God. It's been a while since we've had a Kirstie Alley joke.
Kirstie Alley,
it's been like 40 episodes. Yeah.
So I think that before you guys go out on this next adventure, we're not going to do end of adventure experience for every one of these little things, but I am going to give you guys 8 gear points in case you want to buy anything. You've completed 2 adventures. They're not really experienced for this, but you are still getting things done, so they give you some gear points. Is there any shopping anybody wants to do before you head out on the next adventure?
I'll go ahead and buy 2 batteries, which I used during this last adventure.
All right.
For my goggles.
Okay. And you still have a -1 ongoing because you desperately want a werewolf serum. And roll cool.
That would be a 6.
How many gear points do you have left?
I have 6 gear points.
You also buy 3 werewolf serums. Anybody else?
Yeah, I want a kind of mundane item. Okay. Based off of what we just did, I just want to get a really good quality hiking headgear lamp, headlamp. Have on my forehead, turn on, and still be able to use both hands to fight.
Yeah, so that'll just be 1 gear point.
Cool.
Jake?
Can I buy a shield?
Yeah, I think that you can get like a steel shield. It would give you 1 point of armor. Of course, it's not going to protect against everything, but it would cost... Your car was what?
It was 4 base and then like variable points for tags.
Uh-huh.
Like 1 to 3, depending on how cool the tag was.
Okay, so let's say 6 points. 4 for the base item and then 2 points to get a point of armor, since really the only way you can get armor is by taking a move.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it'll give you +1 armor against things that metal will stop.
Okay. There isn't any, like, I guess I don't know. Does IPT have any cool materials? Do they have like a cooler metal than just steel, like adamantium or mithril?
No. I mean, IPT right now is...
in disarray.
Yeah. The only cool metal that you know of, you know who has it.
Oh, yeah. Strom.
We still have some questions we can use for her too, don't we?
It's true.
I think I'll hold off for the moment.
Oh, okay.
I think I'll wait until we get everything kind of back sorted so that I can maybe pursue an even better shield.
Okay.
Once IPT has some time that they could devote to me to talk about it.
All right. So what do you guys want to do next?
Let's see. Strike murderous toy store from the list. Missing hunters, highway robberies, grave robbers, car crash bridge.
I like car crash bridge.
I will also take car crash bridge for 500.
Car crash bridge it is.
Both of you roll your beginning of mystery moves.
Not me. I didn't do my job.
Accurate.
Here I go.
Jake, you sit on your hands.
I always am.
Oh my God. Oh, all right. First fail of these. That's a 6. And I level up.
All right. So what are you going
to
take?
I think I'm going to take another chosen move. And the one I want to take is called the Big Entrance. When you make a showy entrance into a dangerous situation, roll cool. On a 10+, everyone stops to watch and listen until you finish your opening speech. On a 7-9, you pick one person or monster to stop, watch, and listen until you finish talking. On a miss, you're marked as the biggest threat by all enemies who are present.
All right.
I think that's just too good to pass up because it affects monsters. There are very few kind of mind-affecting, charm-esque things that affect monsters, so yeah. I like that a lot.
All right, and what does the fail get you on your pre-adventure move?
On a miss, something bad is going to happen to you.
Tash, you try to open your sight, and you're suddenly sitting in the passenger seat of a car. And right as you get your bearings, it veers to the side, and it breaks through the guardrail and slams into the river below. And then you're on the road again, and the car jerks sideways. You plummet off the side and slam into the water. And again, and again, and again, and every time it happens, it's like the first time, you're not expecting it. Every crash is a surprise. But then you hit the water, and you don't cycle back. You stay there as the car starts to slowly sink, and you start screaming as water fills the car, and you look over into the driver's seat, and you see yourself in the driver's seat, clutching the steering wheel, blood streaming down your face, from where you have hit the steering wheel, and this bloodied version of you turns and looks at you and starts laughing as the car slowly sinks below the water.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not. It's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children.
Oh. Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother!
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm Lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal.
Yeah.